puts it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, away we go. Andrew Carlson here tonight. Man, you in the wheelhouse. Guy's kind of going at it a little bit today. Is there an edge around here? Is there a healthy edge around here or what?
No, things are fine. It's okay. Just every once in a while, you know, something happens during the course of the show that gets on my nerves, and while I'm busy doing like 80 other things producing their show, occasionally tensions get frayed a little bit, but okay. Everything's good.
I got in here tonight. I'm like, I'm staying out of Andrew's way. I don't want to get my producer mad at me because I know I do something probably every night that gets you mad. So, all right. So we're off and running here tonight with Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I do want to start the show off, though, with something. Now, this is slightly personal, which is not normally the way I do things, but I do want to just mention a couple things and for a variety of reasons. But this Sunday, when the Dynamo take on the LA Galaxy, this is the last match on television when it comes to the Houston Dynamo and regional TV broadcast that Eddie Robinson and I will do. I do believe this will be could be an emotional day for both of us. As you know, I love the medium of TV. I love the process, the preparation, all of this stuff. And I'm not speaking for Eddie on this. I've channeled into the broadcast booth from being an athlete. I am an ex-professional soccer player doing play-by-play, and there's not too many of those out there. Best thing that's come out of this partnership, 11 years with Eddie, is that I've become great friends with him. And we, I believe, have formed a good on-air partnership. I think we're an honest commentary team. I'm slightly sad that our sport, the sport of soccer, and I'm talking about the MLS product in Houston, not only for Eddie and I, but in general, these moments for soccer commentators don't get recognized on par with Texans, Astros, Rockets, say in this market or in other markets. That's nothing, I'm not speaking out against anybody, but to me, this is also an indictment of where the MLS product is in Houston. That nobody's going to really, you know, I think fans are going to care and have supported us, no question, and I'll get to them in a minute. But I do think it's a statement of the relevancy of where the MLS product is, in a way, in mainstream sports media here. Now, I don't want to look back, but the wasted years of growing the MLS product here in Houston has made it more difficult for the new owner, Ted Siegel. I don't think there's any question. But one thing is for sure. You, the soccer fans, from when I arrived here, and by the way, I arrived here in 1984 to play on a professional soccer team. I made Houston my home. I loved the city. People were incredibly generous to me in so many different ways. But one thing's for sure, since I arrived here in 84, let me tell you, it was different. The soccer fans have been amazing to me. The city's been amazing to me. You've enriched my life more than you will ever know. And believe me, my give back to you is not anywhere close to what I have gotten back from the fans. I do this radio show for soccer fans from a standpoint of loving and respecting and passionately being involved in the game. It's the same thing with television. So when I'm at a coffee shop and somebody comes up and mentions Soccer Matters or says, hey, enjoyed your call on TV, that is the threefold, three-pronged reward. It's not about anything more than that. So I want to thank and just make sure that there is some clarity to this, because next year Apple TV and MLS, all the games are going to be on Apple platforms. So it's going to be different. They're going to choose play-by-play commentators, color commentators. To what I know, there's been some interviewing processes and things. But that's kind of where it is. I just kind of wanted to clear some of that up because I think some people don't understand that regional broadcasts are going away. Now, that likely is going to make radio much, much more important when it comes to getting a local call and streaming. And my gut, and it's not a tough one to figure out, is radio in a lot of ways can be monetized in the future. So we've gotten a head start on that here at ESPN 97.5. And so, you know, we'll see what the future holds. But very much it's going to be interesting to walk away on Sunday because, for all I know, I don't know if I'll ever be up in that TV booth again. So it's going to be different. Eddie and I, by the way, have been connected to the Houston Dynamo probably longer than everybody there. That's another thing to think about in some ways. And, you know, it's where it is. Okay, so that's out of the way. Look, all right, let's get some Champions League talk in here. Ajax today, I looked on my television, Andrew Carlson, I saw Ajax, a 1-0 lead. Little did I know Napoli would end up beating them 6-1. Luciano Spalletti, their coach, they had five different goal scorers. Ajax was up 1-0. This was at Ajax, too, in the Johan Cruyff Arena. I mean, that's just incredible. It's 3 out of 3 wins for Napoli. Chucky Lozano, the Mexican international, played 90 minutes for Napoli. And Luciano Spalletti was quoted after the game saying, quote, Maradona would have been proud. So there you have that. Inter Milan, 1-0 victory over Barcelona. Barcelona in real trouble. That's a damaging result for Barcelona. They're now behind Bayern Munich and Inter Milan in their group play. Barcelona dominated the possession side of it, could not break down Inter. That's the game I watched. They had a goal call back from VAR. You know, Xavi's quote-unquote upset. Says they got messed over by the VAR. They were confused about it. He also talked about Inter Milan manipulating the height of the grass so it would slow down their game. There's all kinds of great sidebars to this. He did credit Inter Milan, though. And I will say, you don't want to go behind Inter Milan. You fall a goal behind them, life is going to be difficult for you, especially for this version of Barcelona who's trying to get back to the glory days. Liverpool 2-0 over Rangers. They're second in Group A. Trent Alexander-Arnold, a sick free kick. By the way, he's had 6 of these free kicks since he's been on Liverpool from 2016 on. And he does not seem to be anywhere near Gareth Southgate in the England national team, as great a player as he is. And he's the best English attacking right back, in my opinion. Bayern Munich 5, Victoria Plzeň of the Czech Republic 0. Marseille 4, Sporting 1, Frankfurt 0, Spurs 0. See that, Andrew? Your Arsenal guys have sent Spurs in a downward spiral. I know you're reveling in their dismay. That's just so sad that you would do that to Spurs fans.
Look, I don't think Arsenal had anything to do with it. I think Antonio Conte's outwardly negative style of football has everything to do with it. But
right.
The minute he wants to try and attack, then feel free.
All right. Okay. I just thought I saw you smiling there. I do think you like seeing those neighbors in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think that their defeat the weekend had anything to do with it. Just, you know, try possessing the ball a little.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Antonio, if you're listening, I hope you heard that. Bruges 2-0 over Atletico Madrid. And I know my listeners are probably not going to know this because I didn't until I looked this up. Bruges has now won all 3 of their Champions League games, and they're heading up their group. Porto 2, Leverkusen 0. I thought this is interesting here. We do live in a world of gesture. And I noticed some things coming out now about Qatar. And by the way, I'm going to talk about Qatar tonight because I have a big, big feeling something strange about this World Cup. The timing of this, it doesn't feel good to me. Maybe that's because the U.S. isn't playing well. Mexico does its send-off. It's got full stadiums in the U.S., we do our send-off in empty stadiums in Europe. There's no buzz. Neither team looks in great shape headed in. We're all hoping that these two national teams will rise to the occasion based on the event and the magnitude of it. Most people that are not truly passionate about soccer will not get what I'm about to say and will not care maybe about what I'm about to say and, frankly, probably don't even know. But I believe that the sacredness and the uniqueness of the World Cup, the world's greatest sporting event. Yes, I know we have it in Houston. I'm excited about that. Pelé, Maradona, Bobby Moore, Franz Beckenbauer, Johan Cruyff, Ronaldo, the real Ronaldo, the other Ronaldo, Uruguay in the early years, Brazil, Azteca Stadium, and Negrete's defining goal. All these moments that we think about when we think about the World Cup, and there's a lot more than that. I believe the sacredness and the uniqueness of the World Cup is under attack. I really do. It's going to begin in Qatar, and then it's going to turn into a 48-team nebulous tournament where basically everybody should be playing in it. And don't get me wrong, I understand it's about commercialism. I'm excited that it's coming to the United States. I'm even more excited that it's coming to Houston because I know what it can do for our soccer culture here. And I've called many of these tournaments for ESPN and Fox in the past, not doing this one. But I worry about the losing of the revered stature of the World Cup. And, you know, we began to hear that 3 or 4 years ago when people started saying, hey, let's have it every 2 years. I mean, come on. The beauty of this thing is patience. The beauty of the World Cup is indelible moments that will go down in history forever because you got to wait 4 years and the entire world's got to qualify for this. And now we're going to have 48 teams in it. 713-780-3776 if you agree. Now, Qatar, it's well known. There's been a lot of human rights abuses there, and I don't want to get political here. Denmark says they're going to wear jerseys at the World Cup that protest human rights and the human rights record at Qatar, that workers died, you know, hundreds during the construction of these stadiums, right? That is a gesture. That's all that is. That's a gesture. You want to make a statement? Pull your team out of the tournament. Don't go. Okay? It's a gesture. Here's another gesture. Paris is not going to broadcast World Cup matches on the big screens for the public in fan zones and everything. Okay. I don't know what that does. That's supposed to be a statement. Yet you got Paris Saint-Germain, who's owned by people from Qatar. So, I don't know. I almost wonder if this is just to draw attention, but it's gesture. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything. All right, 713-780-3776 tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So let's get your thoughts on Kenny Bundy, the Houston Dynamo going into that last game against the LA Galaxy. Is he the man for the job? I see a lot of people who are on social media. Give it to Kenny Bundy. Seriously, do you think that's what a GM and Asher Mendelsohn are going to do right now? They're going to give it to Kenny Bundy after five games? And don't get me wrong. I like what he's doing. And Kenny will be on the show tonight. We're going to interview him tonight. We're going to also interview Juan Carlos Amoros, the Houston Dash coach, Dash in the playoffs for the first time ever. By the way, you know what I love about these two guys? Both these guys. Whether Kenny Bundy gets a job or not, he's an asset to the Dynamo organization, and he will be in the future. Right? Whether it's with Dynamo 2, maybe he becomes an assistant. Who knows? Maybe he gets a head coaching job. My point here is it's artificial that you would think. Five games is artificial. You got players playing for contracts. You got players cozying up to coaches, right? And that doesn't mean good things aren't happening. That doesn't mean players aren't responding to a coach. Of course they are. Organically, that happens when a coach is fired. I get it. But I don't believe Pat Onstad and Asher Mendelsohn are going to make a decision based on five games in a very artificial world where you haven't made the playoffs. Sometimes players are playing freer. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in tonight. I'm fired up, but I want to see if you are. Anybody got any passion out there tonight? Come on. 713-780-3776. I'll take your phone calls. I want to get into Erling Haaland tonight. I want to continue the talk about Pat Onstad and the general manager position. Man, there's a lot. There's a lot going on. All right, this is Gary Numan. It's called We Take Mystery to Bed. This is an old school song, but a great one. This is before he got into doing all the industrial stuff, which to me is not as impressive. It's good, not as impressive. 713-780-3776. We'll take your phone calls. David, I guess you just dropped. We'll hit Christian up when he comes back. David, you can call back. We will gladly take your opinion here. And big reminder here about Cobo Zanito. They're our newest sponsors, PNC Stadium, Minute Maid Park, right nearby. Cobo's owned by H-Town proud Raul Jacobo. Great open space, clean as a whistle. It's going to be the place to watch World Cup 2022. By the way, our production crew and Eddie and I, we're all going over to Cobo's after the LA Galaxy game against the Dynamo just to kind of mark the end. Let's talk food and drink. Best in smoked barbecue quesadillas. And you're invited, by the way. Berea quesadillas, smoked pork belly, cocktails, large beer selection. And we're always they're always running specials. So big thanks to Cobos. Sunday, we're going to be there. I think Eighth Wonder is going to be there as well, too, with beer. Okay, we'll take a break. The fourth caller, Andrew's going to love this. We're going to give a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Galaxy Sunday.
ESPN 97.5.
Danish inspirations, timeless contemporary furniture since 1982. Our invitation is for you to come in and sit down in a stressless leather recliner and sofa. Probably the most comfortable seating in the world. A great way to watch a great soccer game. Go to danishinspirations.com and stressless.com to fulfill your comfort goals.
Danish Inspirations.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
White.
Pate! Oh! A peach of a hit from Thomas Pate on Derby Day! The Gunners hit bullseye first up!
Oh, my producer loves that one. I notice there's a lot of sound here on the Arsenal game. That's very good. We're going to get some of that from Arteta and Arsenal 3-1 winners over Tottenham. A quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. You go there to seek performance, find luxury. It's Advantage BMW, remember this, in Midtown. You go down there, you see Justin, you see Steven. If you go there, you experience premier service. It's tailored to you. Excellence is expected there. Service Center will put your time first. The expert sales team can find you the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've told you many times about my journey during the pandemic in the X5 with my dog. That was my kind of, you know, it was just so much fun to drive and not be in a rush to get somewhere, stop in parks. It was incredible. All right, I'm going to get in a second here to David and then Christian. I want to hear from both of you guys. I just want to quickly do a quick take here on Erling Haaland. And I'm going to put this out as a question too. Haaland, in my opinion, is going to break the record of 34 goals set in the Premier League. That record was set by Alan Shearer when he was at Blackburn and Andy Cole when he was at Newcastle. This was back early to mid-90s. He's already got 14 goals, Haaland, in 8 games. He's 22 years old. He had a hat-trick against Manchester United. He's had 3 straight hat-tricks at the Etihad. He's on a 1.75 goals per game clip right now, which is off the charts. He's on pace, if we want to be silly here and crazy and talk numbers and data, he's on pace to score 66 goals. We know that's not going to happen. And that's based on a 38-match Premier League season. Okay, that's crazy talk. But 40 is not. 40 is not crazy talk. And I'll tell you why. Number one, supply line. Kevin De Bruyne, Jack Grealish, Phil Foden, Bernardo Silva, Cancelo. Okay? Supply line. Number two, this kid wanted to be coached by Pep Guardiola. That's why he's there. And here's the last big piece to this. Pep Guardiola came out, and this is very interesting, and this is very much a Cruyffism. He came out and said, you know what? I don't want a center forward who touches the ball three times and scores three goals. Now, I think there's a lot of coaches out there who would like that. I think the Houston Dynamo wouldn't mind that with Sebas Ferreira. Guardiola wants to try to make him an even more complete footballer. And this guy is a physical beast. He can run in transition. He can overpower people. He's a clinical finisher. He's got it all. And not according to Guardiola, who wants to add these things to his game. So there's my take on Haaland. We'll get yours as well. What do you think of Erling Haaland and his performances so far for City? And let's take some phone calls now at 713-780-3776. We'll start with David. David.
Hey, James.
David, how are you?
I'm really good. I just want to say hey, and I was letting you know that I will try to get some more games next season, and I won't be there this Sunday, so...
You've been having good times at the Dynamo games, David?
As you have. And then next season, hopefully I'll get there a few more games, so...
No, we only got one more Sunday against the LA Galaxy.
I know, and I had work, so I can't get off work. I tried.
Well, you're going to have to wait till next year. I know how big of a Dynamo fan that you are, though, and I appreciate you calling in tonight. You got a favorite?
Yes, and I sent in my address that you sent me the bobblehead that you have for me.
I got your bobblehead. I promise you I will send it to you. Okay? I promise. I will put it in, I will put it in the mail to you since you're not going to be at the game. Okay?
All right, man. Love you, man.
Love you too, buddy. And I will make sure that I get those. I get you that bobblehead. In fact, I may send you two.
All right.
I'm going to send you two.
All right. That was very great.
You got it, David. Thank you. All right. So that's my friend, David. I see him at a lot of Dynamo games. I promised him. He asked me to get him a bobblehead. I did. I haven't gotten it to him. I brought it in my bag a couple times. I couldn't find him at the game. David also has my phone number, so he has been asking me a lot for that bobblehead. I get a lot of calls from him, and I'm going to make sure I get that done. I think I have to do that tomorrow. I'm going to put them in a shoebox and send them down to him. All right, let's go to Christian. Christian, what do you have?
Good evening, Glenn David. How are you?
You live, Christian. Wow.
Well, I mean, aside from the weekend show, this is the only show I actually enjoy on this station. But still, though.
Wait a second. We got a lot of good commentators here, right?
I know.
We got a lot of good guys here talking good sports. So, I do appreciate that you like our show. I do appreciate that.
True. But I got a couple of things to ask about. Earlier in the show, you did mention that obviously, with Major League Soccer moving to Apple TV, that regional broadcast won't be ending, at least on the radio side, which is going to make radio, which particularly means not only this show, but your company, Soccer Mavericks Productions, working really hard trying to get Dynamo games, you know, not only on the air, but noticed, not just on this station, but around the country, maybe even around the world, but when it comes to Major League Soccer and Apple TV, do you think that, you know, the future of MLS regional coverage is going to have to fall on, you know, shows like this and obviously potential radio broadcast? And also, I'm just getting done watching this E60 documentary on the whole NWSL scandal.
Correct.
And all I got to ask is, do you think that this particular scandal that's been breaking out in the news over the last 8 years, do you think that it's not only a blow for women's soccer, but for the sport of soccer in general?
No, it's a blow for humanity and human behavior. That's what it's a blow for. Yeah, does it hurt sports? Sure, but I'm more concerned about the human element of that. So let me get you asked me first about the regional. Okay, so this show is completely different than the covering of a game and the play-by-play of a game, okay? What we're going to lose without regional television and without Eddie Robinson and I calling Dynamo games or whoever in every market around the country. In New York, it's Shep Messing and Steve Cangelosi. In L.A., it's Joe Tatino and Kobe Jones. What you're going to lose is the local flavor to it. So imagine if the Astros lost their two commentators, right? Or imagine if the Rockets' local commentators were gone. Okay, so that's going to make the play-by-play coverage, which we have done on ESPN 97.5 for some of the Dynamo games, that's going to make the play-by-play coverage become, on radio, more important. It can be monetized. You will drive your fan base to that and the stream of it as well if you want the quote-unquote local call from your local experts, right? And what we know is that the guys in local markets are going to know more about the teams than anybody who comes in nationally. I mean, I've heard national broadcasts where it's just like these guys haven't done their homework because they're saying things that are really not quite there, okay? So radio will become more important, the stream of it, which will be probably, you know, you'll do it on radio for people in cars. You'll also do it streaming over computers and everything. So that's the way that's going to work, Christian.
Understood.
Yeah.
Other than that, thanks for having me on, and I'll talk to you on social media at SoccerMagicGD.
You got it, Christian. Thank you so much tonight, buddy, as always. Great to hear Christian's voice, too, by the way. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Anybody want to predict? Will Erling Haaland break the record of 34 goals in the Premier League in a Premier League season that's held currently by Alan Shearer, the great striker, played at Blackburn, or Andy Cole when he was at Newcastle? Erling Haaland already has 14 goals in 8 Premier League games. Will he break it? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. By the way, L'Équipe, which is a soccer football magazine, right? So they give player ratings. They're kind of known for that in France. They're also known for not giving out 10 out of 10 very often. In their history, it's only happened 14 times. So guess who got a 10 out of 10 after the Manchester United game? Erling Haaland got a 10 out of 10. So why is this interesting and important? Because Haaland got a 10 out of 10. The only guy to get it more than once, Leo Messi. And you can go back to people like Robert Lewandowski, who once got it playing for Dortmund against Real Madrid based on a performance, or Oleg Salenko. We're going way back, 94 World Cup in the U.S. Last time we had it, when he was playing for Russia, had a hat trick against Cameroon. So I find that pretty interesting. So there you go. By the way, I had my Soccer Matters t-shirt on. Andrew, did you get one yet?
I have not gotten one yet.
Okay, I'm going to get you a new one. I need to bring it. I'm gonna connect with Jerry Lamont of Lamont Brands. You get your Soccer Matters t-shirt at lamontbrands.com. I'm going to get you yours. I'm going to try to get a bunch and hand a few out at this event at Cobo's on Sunday after the game. And if you want to purchase one, which I would prefer, don't wait around for me to give you a free one, but because for $20 you get a really good t-shirt. The quality of the cotton is wonderful, but all of it goes to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation, and that helps us fight pediatric cancer, provide scholarships for pediatric cancer patients, etc. So LamontBrands.com, our great friend Jerry. All right, so should we hit my good friend AY here? All right, AY, what's happening?
Nothing more. How you doing, Glenn?
Buddy, it's great to hear your voice. I want to hear very much. I'm interested to hear your take on Erling Haaland and if he can break the 34-goal record currently held in the Premier League.
Yes, as long as he doesn't get injured. As that's the condition. If he does not get injured, he will surely break. He will surely score past 34 goals in the Premiership this season, because Bernardo Silva and KDB are just feeding it to him, and he makes perfect runs. So I don't see him not scoring. And you know, Manchester City, they are a scoring team. They don't care. They don't care whether you are scoring them. So far, they outscore you. They are okay. So the answer is yes. He's going to break the record.
You know, AY, that's a good point. And by the way, though, just think about this and contemplate this for a second. This isn't a team that ever leaves a game saying, hey, we didn't create any chances, okay? You know, we hear coaches often go, well, we didn't create good chances. 99.9% of the games they play, they create their chances. So it's really about execution for them, which 99.9% of the time they execute enough to win games, right? This is the best club team on the planet. I'm sorry to everybody out there, Real Madrid. I don't care that you won the Champions League. Nobody plays football like Manchester City. And if you want to debate me and argue me or debate me, that's fine. And your criteria for what the best football is may be different than mine. And if it's simply winning, then you as a Real Madrid fan are going to tell me, well, it's winning, Glenn, and they won the Champions League. I can't argue with that. But aesthetically, and what I want to watch the aesthetics, the free-flowing football, the artistry of it, and you get that with Manchester City. But think about this for a second, AY. Guess who Erling Haaland has around him? You mentioned KDB, Kevin De Bruyne. But then let's get into Jack Grealish, Phil Foden, Bernardo Silva, Cancelo. It's crazy. I mean, you just can't focus on Erling Haaland.
I understand. I do understand you.
Yeah, so the supply line, out of all those names we just mentioned, those are all creative guys that can, you know, can play key passes, critical balls, can bend the ball around defenders, can pull people away from Erling Haaland. I mean, it's a scary thought.
Glenn, in my opinion, the best way to stop Haaland will be just don't leave him alone, but take out De Bruyne, take out Silva. People that spray those passes to him, take them out. But as long as you give, look at what happened on Sunday against Manchester United. De Bruyne was roving around the field, roving everywhere. So how will he not get a pass? They didn't take out De Bruyne. They didn't take out Silva. So surely something will come up. But once you can try and get out De Bruyne and Silva.
But AY, not every team has four guys capable of playmaking like that and hitting killer passes. That's the thing. Okay, take De Bruyne out. You still got to deal with, you know, you still got to deal with Bernardo Silva. You still got to deal with Phil Foden. And by the way, these are all guys that can create their own chances, right? De Bruyne can create his own chance by picking a ball up. Foden can create his own chance. Grealish can create his own chance. And I was a little bit concerned about Jack Grealish fitting into City discipline-wise. I think he's doing okay. And by the way, he set the tone in that game against Manchester United in the first 2 minutes of that game. Picked up a ball, ran right at somebody, got the lot of yellow card pretty early. So pretty good stuff. Okay, what's going to happen with Chelsea tomorrow? You got a big game.
Look, when it comes to Chelsea, it is a must win, not a draw. Because right now, we are just on 1 point with 2 matches played. If we can't get that win, we must, out of the 2 games against AC Milan, we have to get at least 4 points, minimum. But we can't afford to draw the two. We can't even afford to lose one of them, or we'll be out of the Champions League. So we have to get at least a win at Stamford Bridge tomorrow. Then the following week, next week, at San Siro, we should be able to get at least a draw, and we'll be good. Well, and again, you see, the team is already adapting to GP's style. And it takes time for GP to get the team right. But it's all right. We Chelsea fans just have to be patient. It's not going to be a microwave situation.
AY, as always, I love hearing your voice. Thanks for taking the time to call in tonight here. I always appreciate it. I love your take on Haaland. And yes, everything I said is in the context of not getting injured, but I'm with you. I think he's going to break No question. 34 goals this year, providing he stays healthy. All right, that's AY. This is Francis Bebe. And this is some really cool electronic music that came out of Africa. This is old school. And we've played it on this show. This is called the Cola Song, I think. Is that right, Andrew?
The Coffee Cola Song.
Coffee
correct.
Cola yeah. Song. Such a cool... it's a happy song. I make coffee to this in the morning sometimes. It's good stuff. All right, before we head to break here, 713-780-3776. We'll take your phone call. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. You head over to 2775 Fondren. It's the best in modern contemporary furniture. Danish Inspiration should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture. If you're into modern contemporary furniture, you got to go there. DanishInspirations.com. They got a wide selection of stressless. I got a lot of my furniture is from Danish Inspirations. I got a giant, I got the most amazing couch there, which basically can expand. I mean, you could put two families on this thing. And I have watched many a soccer game on that couch. I have fallen asleep to some bad soccer games on that couch. But that couch is killer. It's Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. The great Dane himself, Jan Christensen. Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And we appreciate them. We'll take a break when we come back. We got more to come here. Let's do this, Andrew. We'll give one more pair of tickets away. Galaxy at Dynamo. It's 4 o'clock on Sunday. It is decision day in Major League Soccer, although it's already been made for the Dynamo, not in the playoffs. Galaxy are in. Still, it will be a good day at PNC Stadium. To get the money they need to buy coffee cola.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Romney. Ooh, Quintero stripped him. He's got running from Sebas Ferreira to his left. He's got to pick him out. He still has Sebas. He's found him. Sebas Ferreira lays the keeper down and scores. It's a second for Houston. They hit Nashville on the counter. And in transition, it is now 2-0 Houston Dynamo.
Well, being our last call for regional TV on AT&T Sportsnet Sunday, here's to hoping the Dynamo score a lot of goals. Eddie Robinson and I would appreciate that. David Lee Roth, we're all living in paradise right now. Dave had a couple of good songs after he left Van Halen. But nothing like Van Halen. This guy out front of Van Halen back in the day, it was good. All right, we welcome you back to the show. That was Sebas Ferreira's second goal. 2-0 Dynamo win over Nashville a little bit later on. 2-1 win, excuse me. Nashville picked off a goal late. Walker Zimmerman. For the life of me, I don't know why Adam Lundqvist was marking the best aerial threat off a corner. And the Dynamo didn't attack the delivery, but that was the wrong matchup. Anyway, the Dynamo were the better team in this game. Frankly, they didn't create a lot of chances. They punished them. They earned a penalty, which they earned. Sebas hit from the penalty spot. And then Darwin Quintero stripped a lazy ball back to a center back, and he stripped the guy and took off and played a tremendous ball. Squared it to Sebas Ferreira, who laid down Joe Willis, a former Dynamo goalkeeper, and scored. So they didn't create a whole lot, the Dynamo, but on the other hand, they didn't have to because they got the tactical changing goals. And I think they flipped it on Nashville, to be honest with you. I think Nashville decided to get very aggressive. I think that's against their nature. They're a better team defending in a low block. I don't know why they wouldn't do that against the Dynamo, who have struggled to score against low block teams this year. But they came out being aggressive, and they gave up the first goal, and that put them in trouble. And that's the seventh time they've done that at home. That'll be an issue for them in the playoffs. And by the way, you got teams that are going to make the playoffs on Sunday. They're going to be last-minute teams that get in. They are going to be on such a high getting in on the last day of the season that they will become a dangerous animal and a threat in the playoffs. You mark my words. There's going to be some real upsets like always. But these teams that grab this bottle of what they call euphoria and confidence on the last day of the season in a playoff league, they are going to be dangerous, dangerous animals in the playoffs. Then conversely, you have an Austin FC right now not scoring goals going into their final game against the Colorado Rapids. Is Sebastian Driussi going to find his goal-scoring shoes? Is Maxi Arruti going to find his goal-scoring shoes? And are you going to be nervous and panicked if you don't produce goals on Sunday heading into a playoff game? And just like that, in a blink of an eye, it's all over. You're dead and buried, and that body of work you did during the regular season, nobody's going to take it away from you. Nobody's going to really care about it other than the Austin market. And I'm using Austin FC as an example. And for me, that guy's the MVP of the league, Sebastian Driussi. All right, let's continue on here. Arsenal 3-1 over Tottenham. We played the Thomas Partey goal. Harry Kane then equalized from the penalty spot. Let's go to the game-winning goal from Gabriel Jesus.
Perisic in reverse, but Kai Saka beaten out by Lloris and touched in by Jesus. Arsenal in front again.
All right, so we're believers now, right, Andrew? And we're going to have to be a believer again against Liverpool, but we've gotten some real tests here that have to make us feel like we are real believers in Arsenal now.
It depends on your definition of believer, Glenn. If you're saying that believer is, can they legitimately challenge for the title? I still don't think that they're there yet, and it's going to take another probably 10 or 15 games at this level before I genuinely believe that they can challenge.
Yeah, I'm not saying title. I'm saying top four.
Oh, I think unquestionably. I think that they've, without a doubt, played the second best football in the league this season. And I don't really think it's all that close. If you just like look at the performances and the way that they've played, they've unquestionably been the better team every single time that they've gone out there. I understand they lost to Manchester United 3-1, but they've been very, very, very good this season, and it's been beyond my wildest expectations. So it's been exciting.
Yeah, and to me, some of the principles that I see coming through, a stronger backbone emotionally, some of the ideas of Arteta coming through with the way they play, that also to me is important. But doesn't mean anything until you start getting results against the better teams. And to get that result against Spurs in a highly emotional game like that, to me, is very important. So we got another test this weekend with Liverpool, and that's a big one because Liverpool is salivating to get points right now. Here is Arteta on being pleased with the courage of his team.
You're going to have those moments against the Spurs and all the big teams. You have the feeling every time they connect with those front three that something can happen, and you have to live with that. But I don't think that we played at all with that in the back of our heads, and that's where you could really feel the players from the beginning with the courage, determination, the freedom, and the energy to go for it, and this is what we demanded to them.
Another from the Johan Cruyff coaching tree, by the way. You know, there's one out there called Dominic Torrent, who was an assistant to Pep Guardiola. Hey, Dynamo fans, would you like him here? Remember what Pat Onstad said. Who do you want as coach, Houston Dynamo fan? For all of you who are impressed, just like me, with what Kenny Bundy's doing, do you give him the job? Give me a reason why. Kenny's going to be on the show a little bit later on. He's always a good interview. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pat Onstad, the Dynamo general manager, wants MLS coaching experience, preferably. He didn't say that singularly. He said preferably. So if you think about that, then who's out there that's got MLS experience that you would want as a coach? Dominic Torrent is one. He was just in Turkey, got relieved of his job. Do you want Chris Armas, who was at the New York Red Bulls? Do you want Ben Olsen, who was at DC United? Do you want Mark Dos Santos, who was at Vancouver, who's an assistant for LAFC? Do you want Freddy Juarez, who abruptly left Real Salt Lake to go to LAFC? Do you want former Dynamo coach Dominic Kinnear? Do you want Jason Kreiss, who's been a, you know, this is the pool of guys you're talking about that have experience in MLS. Do you want any of them? 713-780-3776. You know, I hear people, you know, my great friend Sam Mbonu, just give it to Kenny Bundy. Come on, guys. This is a five-game artificial environment right now. I'm going to repeat it again. It's players playing for contract. There's going to be tremendous roster turnover. Do you really think Pat Onstad, and he may, I don't know, but do you think the general manager and technical director, Asher Mendelson, are going to stake their jobs on a third straight coach without MLS experience? Now, he will have some, five games, but a very different five games. Five games when pressure to make playoffs is not there. Players are playing freer, maybe. There's pressure to earn contracts. There's a lot of different variables that are going on. And there are a lot of good things going on. That win at Nashville, forget about it. I said the Dynamo didn't create a lot of chances because they didn't. But that was a very good road win, and road tactics were employed, and there was better possession, which I don't think any question, mixed with really collective great spirit defensively with timely pressure, helped you see that game out. I never thought Nashville was going to score. I didn't feel like they were a threat. I thought the Dynamo took a lot of the edge off Hany Mukhtar. That becomes easier when you get the first goal against Nashville, by the way. But I think Nashville got their tactics wrong. I think Kenny Bundy had his team prepared. In fact, I know he did for that. And we'll talk about that when we interview him in the second hour. We also got Juan Carlos Amoros. You want to get your tickets, and they're only $7 for Houston Dash playoff game. They're going to take on Kansas City Current. Those teams split during the regular season. Kansas City was the top of the league for a large portion. By the way, Astros putting a beat down on the City of Brotherly Love, 6-0. Which, when you grow up in New Jersey, you are not big fans of Philadelphia. When I was a kid, I did not like the Philadelphia Flyers. But now, it doesn't really bother me. Maybe if I was in New Jersey still. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Surprise, nobody's weighing in on who should be the Dynamo coach. Do you want a Mexican League coach? There's potentials. Do you want a foreign coach? Are you okay with a foreign coach? You know, all these coaches, whoever gets the job is going to come with question marks. There's no avoiding that. Whoever gets the job is going to come with question marks. You're not going to get Brian Schmetzer. You're not going to get somebody that's proven like that, maybe. They're all going to come with question marks. By the way, MLS, when it was an 11 or 12-team league, is completely different now. It's totally modernized now. It's a totally different game. And I would even say that in the last 4 or 5 years. Resources, playing style. I mean, I look at the center back position that I played, and every game when I look at center backs playing this game, I'm looking at guys that are being asked maybe to do too much and other guys that are capable of doing more. When I played the center back position, you are literally a destroyer. And you halved off two areas of the field in the middle. Your job was to stay in the middle as much as possible. Of course, you had to go and provide lateral cover on occasion, but not like these modern center backs now. At first, you were playing with a guy covering behind you as a sweeper. Then it evolved in my era to zonal. So you'd pass a guy on. So if the guy cut across you, you'd pass him on to the other center back and you'd drop off and provide the cover. But now, I mean, you got to move laterally out wide. You got to be able to build the game up. You got to be able to make great choices on the ball. You got to deal with the press. You got to have a range of passing over distance. Not everybody's going to check these boxes, but this is a completely different position now. Like many, it's a completely different game. I know that. So this is a great song, Ja Wobble and the Invaders of the Heart. So last time when I gave the Dynamo tickets away, I forgot to give out the phone number. So So in a second, I'm going to give the phone number out for Dynamo Galaxy tickets. I do want to do a read here, though, for Cobo Zanito, our newest sponsor. Shadows of PNC Stadium, Minute Maid Park. Cobo's is owned by Raul Jacobo. Raul's a great guy. Started with a food truck, him and his wife. It's great open space, clean as a whistle. Come there Sunday after the game. We're going to be down there, the TV crew and everybody, since it'll be last game of the season, last game of regional broadcasts for Eddie Robinson and myself. There's great food down there. I can't wait to dig into some of the smoked barbecue quesadillas, smoked pork belly, cocktails, beer selection, running specials, Cobo Zanito, and it's going to be a great spot for World Cup 2022 watching down there in the Edo area. Lots of crystal clear monitors as well. All right, so we've got coming up Kenny Bundy, the Houston Dynamo head coach. So with that in mind, let's give out a pair of tickets now. Caller number four, pair of tickets, Dynamo Galaxy, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.